Hello.
Hi, Arjar. How did you get started as an English language teacher? Talk me through it.
So I'm not a conventional teacher because I didn't really go through the studies to become a teacher. Originally, I'm a business major graduate, but I willingly decided to go for teaching because I had found a passion for it. Around 2018, I decided to get my TEFL degree, which is Teaching English as a Foreign Language certificate that allows you to teach English, whether in your country and other countries. After that, I started teaching at schools. I've taught practically all groups in all levels, starting from primary, going to high school. And I've done that in my country for about 3 years. It was in 2021 where I decided to take on an international experience and go teach abroad. You see the difference in culture and see how teaching is different in other places in the world. And I decided to go to Turkey. I went there and I taught for 1 year. I taught high school students and adults. It was mostly centered around English communication, not so much grammar. Throughout that year, of course, I learned so many things about their culture, and I've learned so many things about being an English teacher in a different environment. And there were definitely a lot of challenges, but I would say overall, it was a very enriching experience for me that I would recommend any English teacher to do. Definitely go for a position abroad. That will be a really great added value.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience. That is a fruitful journey. Do you have a preference in teaching adults or children in your classes?
I mean, having done both, I would definitely 100% say that I prefer teaching adults, and not anything against kids, but I prefer teaching adults because they are held accountable with you. They know their goals better and they help you achieve them. It's like a 50-50 type of engagement. Whereas when teaching children, you really have to discipline them and you have to get them to the point of, being able to teach them. But with adults, they work with you in the achievement of the goals you set together. So it goes in the same level. So I definitely prefer teaching adults, but teaching kids is also fun for a time period and not forever.
I get it for the preference in teaching adults or kids. That's really great that you found like your niche. Is it necessary to have like a side hustle or an additional source of income while teaching English as a profession?
I would say starting from this year, it is crucial to have a side hustle, not for the financial part. It can also be great for the financial aspect, but having a side hustle allows you to have multiple sources of income. And after the pandemic, we were taught a very good lesson that is not to rely on one job to make a living. So I definitely recommend having a side hustle, preferably a side hustle online with opportunities in every aspect, in every industry and field. An online side hustle is something to go for in 2023.
Our audience will definitely take heed to that, the need for a side hustle. What is your favorite lesson in your classes that you like to teach your students?
I definitely like to teach speaking lessons because they are controlled, but at the same time, they allow students to express their ideas freely. Speaking lessons are diverse, they can take any shape. I feel like they can be very fun for both the teacher and the students, and they're not really that dreadful for both parts. So I definitely like teaching speaking as a skill and as a lesson.
Yeah, that is awesome. Speaking definitely is a great practice, especially the students exercising and learning vocabulary. Did being an English language teacher inspire you to learn another language if you don't already know one yourself?
Yes, it's definitely motivating for me. Before that, previously, I'm a very big fan of languages. English is my third language. I speak Arabic and French. While learning English, I have that ability to acquire other languages. With the example of Turkey, I've lived there for 1 year and I was able to catch the language a little bit. I think that it can be so much fun if we eliminate the pressure and the need to be perfect and just enjoy the process of learning with mistakes and learning things imperfectionately as we go.
Languages are definitely fun without, like you said, the added pressure of just mm-hmm. trying to be perfect. Like learning these various languages, like Turkey at one time, you understand how it feels to mm-hmm. be on the other side of the sea as a student. And what are some warm-ups or introductions you share in your classes?
One of my favorite warm-up is questions. I like open-ended questions because they give the student the ability to like express their mind with a purpose, of course, whether it's questions related to the topic or questions that are just destined to break the ice between me and the students. I always feel like questions are a great way to start any lesson. The best warm-up I can go for.
Having those questions open up different conversations and mm-hmm. ideas.
Trying to find the point of commonality between you and the students and build in a conversation. Of course, it doesn't have to take, because it's just a warm-up, it doesn't have to take time from your lesson. But as long as it's controlled, it will not go overboard.
How students are, I've taught. Mm-hmm. So once you like throw those open-ended questions, the conversation could just keep going and going, and it'll become like this big wildfire.
A
and
you're
like,
big oh gosh. Derail from the lesson, which they love sometimes. They really love to go out of context and just when themselves sometime. But if you planned your lesson ahead and if you know how much time you're giving to each task, you really will not allow that to happen. So it's always great to stick to the lesson plan. It's the holy grail of teaching. There are some teachers who literally have no rapport with their students. They don't know them on a deeper level. And I think establishing a great relationship before teaching is very crucial, because it helps you in the teaching process. With limits, of course, it's necessary.
Building rapport is definitely needed in establishing those relationships. Do you have any teaching philosophies that you follow in your classroom, Harjar?
The philosophy that I advocate the most is creating an inclusive atmosphere and environment for everybody to come together. Before I start the school year, before I start my job as a teacher anywhere, I always try to create a place where everybody can learn and everybody can make mistakes. And I try to establish that from the very beginning, because if you don't really set the ground rules from the beginning, you really struggle mid-year. As we all know, that you cannot really start teaching mid-year or after a while. You have to set, you know, your system, you have to set, put in your rules and everything at the very beginning. And you have to create this type of relationship where students know their rights, but also know their obligation. And they just follow then a system that you have created. And this system allows them to not feel restricted, but feel liberated within a certain space to just learn, express themselves freely and make mistakes and have fun and have this whole entire experience within the English class, which ends up being their most favorite class, hopefully.
Just establishing the rules. What cultural norms did you encounter while teaching your students?
I would say from my experience in Turkey, there were a lot of, first of all, cultural shocks that I had to deal with before teaching there. Firstly, being that English was taught in their native language, like the grammar aspect and the functional aspect of language was taught in their native language. And I didn't really speak Turkish at the time. I struggled a lot to understand the culture and understand how teaching, how learning is done in this part of the world. But after some times, I got the hang of it and I've learned to, you know, adapt quickly.
You were able to navigate that field and adjust and adapt in your environment, free of judgment, mm-hmm. being able to make mistakes and be able to just have fun with English and establishing ground rules. That's definitely needed. What's one thing you wish you had known when you began your teaching career?
I wish I knew many things. But the most important thing, the most, you know, essential thing I would say is that being a teacher, this position holds so many responsibilities at once. You are not just a teacher, you are a mentor, you are a guide, and sometimes other parts hold you accountable for things that, you know, you may not be directly responsible for. But as a teacher, you're expected to be this perfect figure and you're expected to be the role model for your students. And so being a teacher, really, you have to look into yourself as a person, and you have to be a role model for your students. So it really touches upon you as a person. You have to work on yourself to be the most exceptional guide for these young people, because they look up to you, even if they don't say it. I mean, with the current generation, they don't really express their love for their teachers as we did, but they really do look up to you as a teacher. So you have to make sure that you are giving them the best example, and you are opening their minds to different horizons and different opportunities. So I always try to do that. I always try to be like a window to the world for my students, and to allow them to explore different cultures, whether my country or in different countries, because having that adult figure and having them allow you to, you know, explore maybe different aspects of the world is really exceptional. So I always feel like I have to do that as a teacher.
Wow, that is impactful. Just your thought on and your advice for especially first-time teachers. And then too, I love how you said the window into the world, like you are that, providing encouragement and love to the students, even if they don't share it. You're always mm-hmm. a constant inspiration. Have you faced challenges while teaching, and what did you learn from any of them?
There are definitely a lot of challenges that come with teaching. First one being teaching packed classes, and teaching classes that are filled with students from different backgrounds and different background in general, different cultures, and being able to bring them all in one place or reaching one specific goal for everyone can be a big challenge. But I learned that if you give your utmost attention, if you put your 100% effort, you are able to be there for everyone and be there for anyone in need of your help, despite the challenge of being just one teacher in front of a dozen students. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges all over the world now is, you know, the class sizes.
Really profound, like how the classes has definitely increased. Was one common myth about being an English language teacher that you may like to out or debunk for the audience?
That teachers get paid a lot. Definitely the salary aspect. Being a teacher, don't really get paid for the things that you do. It's definitely a job where you have to put in more than you get, whether it's like financially or in different aspects. I would like to debunk the myth of being a digital teacher, digital nomad kind of thing. So there are many people who think that by teaching English, you are able to live this liberated life where you can travel to different places and just take your laptop with you and open and blah, you're a teacher. I feel like not many people know that teaching, there's a lot of preparation that goes behind teaching, and that in order to be an effective teacher, you have to put in an effort and you have to put in the work to your students reach their goals. So it's not like a random task that you do while you're hiking somewhere. So it's definitely a lot of effort, a lot of research, a lot of self-reflection, and a lot of devotion.
I agree. There's always a lot of work behind being a teacher, and that's great they're able to shed some light on that misconception. Do you have any goals that you're working towards in 2023?
Last year, in December of 2021, I started my online business as a communication coach for hospitality managers. I mostly work with people in hospitality where I help them advance their English communication and presentation skills. I've had the pleasure of working with many people throughout the year up until now, and my goal for 2023 is to help as many people as possible and to be of reach for them and to create community where people can learn English and advance in their career in hospitality. And I know that many people struggle with English and have English as an obstacle for many dreams that they want to achieve. I want to be the bridge between that and their dreams and their career.
That is definitely amazing. Do you have any English language business or course?
Yes, I do have a 10-week business accelerator course that helps, like I said, hospitality managers mainly advance their most urgent communication skills. It is customized and it is goal-based. So I work with my client or student in the establishment of their goals, and I help solve their most urgent language problems. And then there's a lot of coaching that goes into speaking English as well, because we know that many people struggle with confidence and struggle with different, you know, mindset blocks that get in the way of them speaking fluently as they wish. That's where I come into place, that what I do with my clients. I hope I can help many people this year. I hope I create something, you know, solves their problems.
Your 10-week course and also the niche that you're helping is very unique. I know that you'll definitely be able to serve a lot of managers in that way. Where can people find you on the internet, Harjar?
They can find me on a platform called LinkedIn. You just type in Harjar Shekri and there I am. I have a very active profile there.
Well, thank you so much, Harjar, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to get notifications of the next show. Talk with you soon.